This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Last week, the state witnessed another big bank deal. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas has the details in his weekly business and political news recap.
Little Rock-based Bank of the Ozarks announced Thursday it has entered into a definitive agreement to buy Summit Bank Corp and its wholly owned bank subsidiary, Summit Bank. Bank of the Ozarks will acquire the Arkadelphia-based bank for $216 million. Summit Bank operates 23 banking offices and one loan production office in 9 Arkansas counties in central and southwest Arkansas. As of December 31st, 2013, Summit Bank had approximately $1.2 billion of total assets. The move will push Bank of the Ozarks to more than $6 billion in total assets. Tyson Foods pulled in a first quarter profit of $254 million, up nearly 47% from the previous year, as all segments of the Springdale-based meat giant performed better. Total revenue for Tyson Foods in the quarter was $8.76 billion. That was up from 1 year ago. Arkansas Best appears to have turned the corner. The Fort Smith-based less-than-truckload trucking firm posted fourth quarter net income of $10.3 million. That was a big swing from last year's fourth quarter loss of $7.9 million. Revenue also rose to more than $578 million during the quarter. Murphy Oil saw a diminished fourth quarter due to its spinoff of its refinery and retail operations and other one-time charges, but its full-year earnings topped $1 billion in 2013. For the full fiscal year, Murphy Oil's net income cleared $1.12 billion. That was up from about $971 million 1 year ago. In August of last year, Murphy Oil spun off its refinery and retail operations into a new public company, Murphy USA. Axiom Corporation saw its third quarter net income rise to $15 million. That was up just a little bit from $14.5 million 1 year ago. Revenues also climbed higher to $277 million during the quarter. That was an improvement from the previous year. The Little Rock-based Data Marketer, which has been downsizing its workforce, realigning its internal operations, and expanding its client offerings, saw higher revenue in two of its three key segments. Republican Representative Tom Cotton was the only member of Arkansas's congressional delegation to vote against the Farm Bill, a compromise measure that emerged after House and Senate negotiators ironed out differences in previously passed bills. The National Farm Bill funds direct payment programs for farmers, crop insurance programs, and food assistance for families. Republican Senator John Bozeman and Republican Representative Rick Crawford both served on the conference committee that developed the final measure. Democratic Senator Mark Pryor, who's being challenged by Representative Cotton, voted for the bill. And finally, Arkansas's jobless rate fell slightly in December. The December unemployment rate fell to 7.4%, down one-tenth of a point from November. 1 year ago, Arkansas's jobless rate stood at 7.1%, however, in December. The U.S. unemployment rate for the month of December fell three-tenths of a percent to 6.7%. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, encouraging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.